Wisconsin's afternoon news is in-depth this entire hour, this Veterans Day. And I want to highlight something so incredible that's going to be happening tomorrow, a Veterans Empathy Training event. Volunteer veterans will share their experiences with Concordia students that are in speech-language pathology. It was all created by McKaylee Schmitz. She's a speech-language pathology professor at Concordia University, and she also brought a student with her, Madison Post, a graduate in speech-language pathology with Concordia University. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So can you tell me what the Veterans Empathy Training, what you've learned so far, or how this is so different from so many other things that you have learned?
Oh, okay. We had a group of veterans, some in the professional role as well, come a couple weeks ago and speak to our class. They came to Concordia campus and they spent a few hours with us, just talking about like their experience with the VA and the medical field and everything that they experienced on that end. And basically, like, they talked to us a lot about like what we can do as clinicians moving forward in the healthcare field and like what we can do to look at them as people and have conversations.
So how old were you when 9/11 happened?
One, not even.
Okay. So this is something that you are you learning the scope of it? Because who did you speak to that had multiple brain trauma injuries that you grew close with?
Right. So we spoke to a veteran from the Iraq area, right? And he had, he was out there active duty and he was part of the first line of defense. So he would go out and the way that he described it was he would go out and he'd get blown up day one and then he'd come home for a couple hours and barely get any sleep and go out day two, get blown up, come home, sleep for a couple hours. They'd check in with him and ask him if he was ready to go and they'd go back out and do it again over and over and over.
So we're training our next generation, like Madison, who's joining us for our special. And we have, this is incredible, the professor, McKaylee Schmitz, I really appreciate it. Can you tell me, you know, the impact you think this is going to be making on our next generation?
I think that speech-language pathology as a field really balances the art and the science. So we center ourselves in neuroanatomy and neuroplasticity, and we understand anatomy and physiology and brain-based science. But the art and purpose of human connection and communication is more than that. And having the opportunity to interact with veterans and with individuals who've been impacted and who maybe require our services but haven't been able to access them, either because they didn't know they could and didn't know that we were available to them or that that work fell within our scope of practice, I think that we can do a really great job. We've proved that in higher ed, teaching people to take tests and pass quizzes and pass exams, but the opportunity to actually interact with humans who are willing and able to share their story and who have gone through the empathy training to train my clinicians in greater empathy so they know how to guide them and give them that feedback so that we end up really centered in person-centered care. And I think that is really special. We can do all of the academic learning in the classroom, but this is very different.
Dr. Schmidt, what does that training consist of? Because when you talk about veterans and people like them opening up about their experiences, that can be very, very touchy, emotional. Mm-hmm. A lot of them go years without even recalling some of the things that they experienced. So when you are training these students to interact with these veterans, what are some of the things that go into that?
I mean, I think at the core, something we try to remember in our field of speech-language pathology is that in general, if people are spending time with us, it's probably not their best day. Things are generally not going the direction they had hoped if they need our services. And so we start with a foundation of person-centered care from the beginning. The difference in veterans is I think very often we think of veterans as my grandfather served in World War II. He was a Navy captain. You know, it's grandpa and it's a little bit distance and it's maybe not the person walking down the street who is your same age or the individual who's struggling to maintain employment or maintain their relationships. And so from this context, we're really trying to center our knowledge and our learning and our experience and our connections with them on their humanity and acknowledging that you're not just a veteran, you're also a partner and a child and a spouse and an employee and a person who saw some things that most of us are probably never going to experience. the veterans who are sharing their time with us have been doing really big, really brave work with the VA, with the Vet Center, with the Brave program out at Frederick, so that they have the support and they've started to do the processing and they're reclaiming their own identity. And when AJ came and spoke to our class, it was the first time he had ever spoken publicly, ever.
Wow. Yeah, it was a lot.
It was really powerful. And I got an email from his mental health clinician the next day that said that was the first time since he came back that he felt like a person that was heard. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yes. And Madison, I'll ask you the same question. I mean, in terms of knowing these are some of the things that breakthroughs that you might get these veterans to open up about. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a serious thing.
It's very like when you think about like doctors coming in, they come in to get certain information and they only want to talk to you for a couple minutes to get the bare minimum and then they're out. Where with our field, we spend hours with these people. Mm-hmm. And like even like with the people who came just to sit with our class, like we spent over three hours with mm-hmm. them, which is why it was like an experience for us to like provide the environment and stability and like the comfort for people to open up. I think our role is a big piece of that because of the amount of time that we get to spend with them.
Nice.
Wow. Professor Smith, I so appreciate it. So are you going to the VA Medical Center? Tell me about.
We are.
So we visited the class and now what do you think it's going to be like when you actually go to the VA with the students?
I mean, I imagine I'll cry there too. It's mm-hmm. what I do, as Madison can attest to. So the empathy training tomorrow is something that Dr. McBride of the VA has been building with medical students for some time. And so we are the first group of speech language pathologists that he is including in this opportunity. And there are a number of veterans who have experienced the empathy training, who know how to guide medical professionals through it. And so what we are doing is to honor their time and to honor that connection is we are providing a meal for them. So we're going to break bread. We are going to have a potluck and share a meal first. And then within the context of that meal, because again, it's at the root of it is human connection and conversation and those core pieces of like dignity and identity and being heard. And they have volunteered to give of their time and their story and their energy and all that's going to cost them to help my students grow in the ability to ask the right kinds of questions, to hold the right kind of space, to follow up with the right amount of information, and they're able and willing to give them feedback. So mm-hmm. I suspect it's going to be pretty powerful. Dr. McBride is really, really proud of this program and for good reason.
What an incredible way to be able to have a meal and just let it be kind of like a family and, mm-hmm. Just let it breathe. Madison, what do you now think about when you're going to be going into your career mm-hmm. this Veterans Day about our veterans of war after taking this class and seeing this perspective?
Well, specifically, like Dr. McBride gave us very specific things to do, right? Like he gave us very specific strategies that I think he's going to enforce again tomorrow when we go back. Part of that is like kind of like sectioning off the identity that they have with it, right? Like some people who serve identify as veterans and some do not, right? Mm-hmm. So like that's when you need to like watch how you word things. Like you ask like where and when did you serve rather than asking are you a veteran, because a lot of people do not identify as that, right? So we have to like kind of like break it down into more like familiar terms that they feel more comfortable with rather than just like approaching them with this big identifier question.
And we just have 1 minute left. I wish we had like 10 minutes more. But Professor Schmitz, what is your message to some veterans who may be listening? How has this experience in shaping this new class, how has it changed you, that, you know, being Veterans Day?
I think that our mission as speech language pathologists calls us to serve with both head and heart. And the more veterans I meet and have the opportunity to interact with, the more I see that that's exactly what they have done and continue to do.
It's fantastic.